In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. More than 1,000 Coloradans are hospitalized with COVID-19. And CPR's Ben Marcus reports that Governor Jared Polis is still urging Coloradans to limit interactions.
Oregon and New Mexico have issued sweeping two-week lockdowns. Colorado local public health directors have urged something similar for counties. But Polis says Colorado can weather this latest surge in cases by relying on people doing what's right, like quarantining before a Thanksgiving dinner in order to protect an older family member.
The more family members that make that decision to self-quarantine, the more likely it is that you're not bringing a loaded pistol for grandma's head.
Polis did express concern about hospital capacity and issued an executive order to set up a process for hospitals should they begin running out of beds. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
And an update on the latest effort to recall Governor Polis. The group behind it must turn in signatures by 5 this evening to have a chance of making it on next year's ballot. They need 600,000 valid signatures to force a special election. And this is the second recall effort targeting the governor. Organizers of the first one claimed that they garnered more than half the necessary signatures, but they didn't turn in any. The current recall effort claims that Polis has abused his emergency powers during the ongoing pandemic. Possible snow for Boulder tonight, likely snow for Vail. Right now it's 63 degrees in Denver, 51 in Montrose. This is CPR News.